And the fighting in Sri Lanka's northern war zone continues despite the efforts of the international community, including an appeal from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to achieve a humanitarian ceasefire. Tens of thousands of civilians have fled the war zone to refugee camps, and Father Damien Fernando, who's based in Colombo, the capital, is the director of Caritas in Sri Lanka. He told us Sri Lankans are tired of the fighting and negotiation, and the long-term project of reconciliation is the only way forward.
There has to be some end. They come to some negotiations, because if they had come to that democratic way of doing things, they would have won a lot of things by now. And also now the intention of the government is somehow to finish this. And people also in general in Sri Lanka, people want an end, because everybody is living in fear. Not only people in the war zone, even in the south, in Colombo, in the capital city, in other villages. So because of these things, and for the last 30 years or so, they want to, and then they support the government also.
So that could be a cause for optimism or hope.
Yes. Only thing is that as I said, that itself will not solve this problem. That the whole Sri Lankan community will have to work together with the government somehow to restore their dignity. That kind of reconciliation will take a long process. But even now, what we see is that even in these camps, a lot of things will have to be done to establish that kind of confidence among the people.